the new head coach of the New York Rangers, David Quinn, who joins Darren Millard, Mark Savard, and Damian Cox. And David, congratulations on your appointment. This is the strange part about it. It's very rare that we bring on a guest for the first time that none of us have really had any interaction with. So you're breaking new ground here. And so we have, it opens up. Yeah, well, no, it opens up a lot of questions for you in the sense of...
Where are you from, Dave?
And long walks on the beach or... So where did the Rangers go when they first contacted you about your interest or your approach to the game?
I probably got a phone call probably 2 or 3 days after the coaching change. And obviously I've had a long relationship with Chris Drury and Jeff Gorton. I mean, these are two guys that I've known for a long time. And, you know, we've talked a lot of hockey over the years. And I've been very fortunate in my coaching career to coach at a lot of different stops. And, you know, I think as the more we talked, the more it seemed like a great fit from both sides. And I just feel very fortunate to be in this position.
So what's your philosophy then?
On hockey, obviously, on how we're going to play.
Yeah.
Obviously, every coach says this. I mean, the way the game's going, you want to play a fast game. I mean, I don't think you've ever heard a coach say they want to play a slow game, but, you know, we want to play a fast puck pursuit, puck possession game built around good structural defense. And, you know, that's something that, you know, and if you look at the teams, the way things have gone in the NHL, especially throughout the playoffs. I mean, you're watching this NHL Stanley Cup Finals, it's a track meet, yet they're also responsible defensively. And I think for any team that has success, you know, those three things have to be part of the equation, the philosophy. Now, you know, sitting here and saying that's what we're going to do is one thing, but coaching is getting people to do it. I mean, we're all basically, I don't say we're saying the same thing over and over again, but, you know, our job as coaches is to get players to do it, not to tell them to do it. So, you know, that's going to be the challenge.
The NHL, as you know, has been traditionally reluctant over the years, over the decades, to hire U.S. college coaches. That's just been the way it was. And then Dave Hakstol gets the job in Philly. And now this year, two of you, Jim Montgomery in Dallas and yourself. Why, in your mind, are teams, I guess the Rangers in Dallas specifically, I guess more willing to look at the U.S. college system as a place to go get coaches than the league has in the past?
Well, I think the game's evolving at the NHL level. I mean, you're seeing more college players play in the National Hockey League. You know, we've been very fortunate at BU for a long, long time to have a lot of high-end players. And, you know, I think in the direction the league's going with younger players, with the salary cap and the challenges that pose, younger players are being inserted in the league probably sooner than they should be. That's just the ramifications of having the salary cap, or the hard cap, especially in the NHL. And, you know, I was fortunate because I was able to, you know, I'm a college coach that has some pro coaching experience. I was fortunate enough to coach in the American Hockey League for 3 years and assistant in the National Hockey League. So I think maybe that may have opened up doors for me more so than guys that hadn't had that experience. And, you know, there's just a lot of good coaches in college hockey. I mean, there's a lot that goes into coaching college hockey. And it's, you know, obviously I'm a little biased. I think, you know, college hockey's been overlooked for too long. And it's certainly, I'm certainly fortunate to be in a position in this day and age where, you know, people are being a little bit more open-minded.
David, I was really fortunate myself to come in the league with the Rangers and play two seasons there. This is an amazing, amazing organization, as I'm sure you're seeing already, but a passionate fan base. Are you a little on edge here this year? Because, I mean, it is a rebuild, you say, but I know they're still going to want to win up there, and I think you do have some nice pieces. I think you guys should be able to win some games. So are you excited and a little worried about that on the same sentence?
I'm excited, and, you know, it was funny, and I actually mentioned this in my press conference. You know, when I left Boston University in 2009 to become a head coach in the American League, you know, I'd never coached pro hockey before. I'd only been a head coach for 3 years previously. So there's a little bit of a knot in my stomach when I left BU to be a head coach in Lake Erie because there's a little bit of uncertainty. You know, you're not sure. I'm sure we've all gone through that. Whenever you take on a new endeavor, there's, you know, there's that knot in your stomach. And I don't have that knot in my stomach today. I think I've been very fortunate in my coaching career to you know, all the stops along the way, I think, have prepared me for this. I'm fortunate that I got a familiarity with a lot of the guys on the team. I've coached probably 5 or 6 of them. I've got a relationship with probably 8 to 10 of them. And certainly having the relationship with Jeff and Chris, you know, all of us being on the same page, the comfort level, it really made it a no-brainer decision for me. And I think that's probably why I feel so, you know, why I have the excitement that I have and not the maybe the nervousness that maybe you may anticipate a first-time coach having in the National Hockey League.
So you mentioned you were a head coach in the American Hockey League and then an assistant in the NHL, but then you went back to college. At that point in your mind, were you kind of closing the door on the NHL, that it wasn't going to happen? Or, like, usually once guys are in the NHL, they want to stay there. How did it work for you, and why did you choose that path?
Well, it's, you know, I mean, Mark's been in Boston, so I think Mark has a great feel of college hockey and how much it means to the city of Boston. And being an alum at BU and, you know, the great tradition and the opportunity to coach at, you know, one of the premier college programs in the country and get high-end players and to be a head coach just made a lot of sense for me at that time. And, you know, one of the things that I kind of missed in pro hockey were the relationships that you have at the collegiate level.
Okay.
You know, when you coach a guy, it's not just a four-year experience. You're friends with them when they move on. There's their lifelong friendships. And that was something that I kind of missed in my 4 years coaching pro hockey. And, you know, it was a great opportunity. And, you know, I think in coaching, you have to be careful in trying to plant your next move. I think, you know, the key is to, you know, whatever job you have, do the best job you can and be totally in on that. And whatever happens from it, happens from it. And I had no plans to come back to the National Hockey League. I just wanted to do the best job I could at BU. And, you know, my plan was to stay there as, you know, and maybe retire. I mean, that was something I was hoping to do. And, you know, I think, you know, this profession is very volatile, and sometimes opportunities come up that you never anticipate. And, you know, like I said, this was just an incredible opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
David Quinn is with us, New York Rangers head coach, as he takes over the Original Six franchise, chatting with Mark Savard, Damon Cox, and yours truly, Darren Millard. How long did you wait before you chatted with Henrik?
We haven't had a chance to talk yet. We've actually I've been talking with Jeff and Chris today about when I'm going to head over to Sweden. That's something that I am going to do, and he and I are going to talk here in the next few days for sure.
He's already skating, which is unusual.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard that. I've been actually in the New York area, so I've actually been out with four or five guys so far here. Just grab lunch and dinner just to kind of, you know, introduce myself and get to know the team and the players.
So what do you, what's your approach to this goaltender and how much he plays?
Well, that's something that we'll all talk about, and he'll certainly, you know, we'll monitor him. And listen, you know, to have one of the best goalies in the world and in the NHL is a huge advantage when you're going through what we're going through. Like Mark alluded to, we're, you know, a little bit of a rebuild or a reset, but, you know, that's not the mindset of the staff or the players. I mean, we want to win as many games as possible, make the playoffs, and see how far we can go. And, you know, starting with a goalie like Hank, it certainly makes that a little bit easier.
Hank's answer is going to be 82.
82.
Guarantee it.
82 games.
That's why at his age, he's so damn good.
Yeah. David, you talked about the guys that, you know, talking to Lundqvist and getting to know your new players. One of the things about the college route is you have recruited guys and now you're leaving BU. How do you handle it with those guys who thought they were going to be playing for David Quinn for 4 years and now they're going to be playing for somebody else? What's your approach to that? And what's it, you know, do you try to reach out to those guys and say, guys, this is my situation. I didn't expect to leave, but I am leaving. And how do you handle it?
Well, it's very similar to what, you know, what the players go through at BU when they leave early. You know, it's just,
right.
You know, it's probably the hardest thing I've had to do was, you know, go back after I did agree to become the head coach of the Rangers, go back and talk to the team and, you know, tell them I was leaving. It was incredibly emotional and, more so for me than the players, because at 19 and 20, you thought, it's too bad, coach is leaving, who's next? You know? that's just the way it is. But no, it's, you know, they understand. I mean, anybody who is in the hockey world understands, you know, leaving BU was not easy for me. But this one just checked all the boxes. It's, you know, it's two guys that I have a lot of trust in and a lot of faith in, and two guys that I, you know, have great relationships with, and Jeff and Chris. And, you know, like I said, the more we talk, the more we're all on the same page. And, you know, it's the New York Rangers. And I'm 52. I'm not getting any younger, and this opportunity wasn't going to come up again.
So what do you think it'll be like the first time that you walk out from the tunnel and the dressing room and stand behind that bench in that arena?
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to coach in the rink.
I know, but different, right?
I was just going to say, this is going to be a lot different for sure. But, you know, I remember doing it the first time as a head coach. We're going to play Cornell at Madison Square Garden, and you're ready to go on. And then when you start making that walk through the tunnel, the chills start, and you just, holy moly, this is MSG, you know. So I would imagine there'll be a level of excitement that I probably haven't had in my coaching career. But as you guys know, once the puck drops, it's amazing how all of a sudden you get dialed into what you're supposed to be doing, and, you know, those butterflies leave you, and you just start coaching or playing or whatever your responsibilities are that night.
David, a lot of people have looked at the Las Vegas situation and what a remarkable run, but no one's really, and Darren and I have talked about this repeatedly, been really able to explain how they were able to go in a year from having no players to getting to the Stanley Cup final. Have you observed what they've done closely, and are there lessons for not just the New York Rangers and other teams to take out of what Vegas was able to do?
Yeah, I think there are for sure, but I think the league, you know, put them in a position where they were going to be able to get good players. I know the expansion rules changed for them the last time that the league did expand. And I think they had 6 first-rounders and 7 second-rounders or vice versa. So they had talent, and, you know, they had a hell of a goalie. And, you know, Gerard did an unbelievable job coaching them. They were playing fast. There was clarity. There was never any indecision with the way they were playing. And they were all pulling in the same direction. So, you know, you don't get to the Stanley Cup Finals without talent. Now, did they have the most talent in the league? No, but they had enough talent combined with the way they played and the goalie to get to where they were.
And that takes me into my favorite quote from you since taking the job is, everybody's asking what the Rangers are going to do, how you're going to play, and your philosophy and free agent acquisitions. And you just said there's no reason why a 24-year-old or a 25-year-old inside your own organization right now that played last year can't get better and improve. And that's basically what Vegas did. They had a bunch of guys who just got better at the
made
same time.
Better, yeah.
And those two quotes sort of come together.
Yeah, that's our job as coaches. I mean, you know, everyone's looking for answers outside the locker room and the organization. You know, you go through our roster, and hey, if everybody can get 5 or 10% better, you got 23 guys doing that, you're going to have a big improvement and a much better hockey team. And, you know, I don't want to go Bill Belichick on you, but if you can just get dialed in and focus on the moment and getting better on a daily basis and create an environment where people want to come to the rink, I think you have a chance.
Well, you going to wear a hoodie?
Like Belichick?
No, cut off sleeves.
Yeah, I like the cut off sleeves. But that's the excitement of this whole thing. You know, Vegas was able to go all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, and we talk about rebuilds now and when these new kids coming in. That's what makes it most exciting, I think, is that you never know, right? You put in the right system.
You never know.
You never know. So I think that's exciting. And if you need a PP coach, Quinner, I'm right here.
Oh, a PP consultant.
Oh, very nice.
I did give Gerard some
still
tips throughout the playoffs. So
there. All right, still forming the staff. I'll put that on the
say hi to Chris Drury for me and not talk to him. Thanks.
Thanks, David. This has been a pleasure. We'll chat with you again, and
right,
congratulations.
Guys.
Take care.
Thanks a million. All right, guys. Take care.